Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tracy Eden is our guest. Commercial Finance Group is the name of his company. CFG.net?
CFGroup.net.
.net, folks. So check that out. We're talking about access to capital. In the previous segment, we talked about some of the usurious. We're talking about some of the merchant capital accounts, folks, merchant cash accounts, which is a very desperate move to make. And I want to ask you about the usury part of that in a minute, Tracy. But one of the things that I try to help people understand is that one of the hardest decisions that any business owner has to make is when to lock the doors. I've had to do that before. I've had to lock up and walk away a long time ago. And so that's a hard, it's a painful, embarrassing, humiliating, all the horrible emotions go along with it. It's failure. You feel like you failed because you did fail. And so it's horrible. And to do that is just the last thing you want to do. And then here comes somebody with a little bitty teeny tiny light and says, hey, I can help you out. Just turn into this light. Follow the light. I can help you out. And you follow the light, and you're thinking, maybe this is one more thing. And if you hadn't thought about it, they'll reel you in, and all they've done is prolong your ultimate demise and possibly get access to more of your assets. What do you think? How was that trip? How did I do?
Yeah, no. That's very accurate. And, I think that is the hardest thing for a business owner to face is there's, the appropriate time to, call uncle and, hey, I've got to take a different approach. The challenge that I think our country faces is the big banks and even some of the regional banks. If you're under $5 million in revenue, it's almost impossible unless you are stellar credit rating to borrow money for your
except
business.
For the community bank. I'm going to push back on you a little bit, Tracy. Community banks and credit unions have a different model. They're more lenient than that.
I agree. No. I agree. That's why I limited it
big,
to the regionals
banks,
and
national
and
banks. I agree with
banks.
You on that. But
it is getting more and more difficult for small business to mm-hmm. borrow money, and that's what's created this environment where these predatory lending scenarios have just taken off.
Now I'm going to say this on my pushback, Tracy. If you don't have good credit, if you don't have a good business model, if you can't produce good statements, the revenue side is not as much of a deal as the credit worthiness. No community bank, no credit union is going to loan you money. That's the deal.
Well, and it's poor planning in that a lot of times what makes the predatory lending advantageous is they're able to fill the gap in very short order where mm-hmm. like us, a community bank, even a big bank, we need time to be able to evaluate your information. And a lot of times companies don't have good preparation of information. Like we said on the prior segment, these merchant cash advance companies, all they want to see is your bank statement.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to see
Could we say that would be a tip off? If you're trying to borrow, if that light that you thought was going to be a savior for you, if the money is so easy that they don't ask you hard questions like the people who turned you down are asking you, that's a tip off. Isn't that an indicator that you don't need to go with these people? If it's that easy, they're just going to eat you alive. Can we just say that?
Absolutely. That and they should be able to show
eat you alive, folks. I want you to think about that. They're going to eat you alive.
They should be able to show you a model of what the lending arrangement's going to look like. Lay it out on paper. Okay, you fund me $50,000 today. What's this going to look like tomorrow, next week, next month? Show me how this works.
How do they get around usury laws?
So that's an interesting point. And
tell them what usury is.
They've not really,
in case they haven't heard.
Usury is each state has a maximum amount of interest that can be charged on a
APR.
Commercial and on a consumer-related note or amount
and
of debt.
And your percentage rate.
And that usury law basically limits what a lender can charge a business.
And the rates you gave us earlier clearly would violate any state's usury law. How do they get around it?
Well, they claim that it is a purchase of future receivables.
Not a real loan.
One. And that it's not a loan. And then two, because of the way that they structure it not being a loan, they don't file a UCC. Some of them don't file a UCC, so that they it's supposed to actually perfect this this purchase concept.
Which since you waive your future rights in some of these contracts, and since you give them access to your bank, they can treat it like it's a regular like they're a regular vendor to you.
Exactly.
So it's more of a vendor.
And then in a lot of cases.
Go ahead, quickly.
In a lot of cases, they actually have a document in there that's called a confession of judgment.
Wow.
So that if you alter your payments at all, they actually can foreclose without you going through any due process.
Basically, waiving rights. Folks, if it's too good to be true, you're about to be eaten alive. It's just I can't say it any plainer than that. We come back. Tracy and I are going to talk about how to save you from this. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.